Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, Mike Florio, and he joins us on The Score Hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
We are all fired up. You know, the Bears look like they had a great offseason. Everybody is kind of buzzing about the draft, and we're just waiting for the next step.
Yeah, when's the Super Bowl parade?
They're going to have it pre-Super Bowl.
February 2028.
Yeah, before the season.
Hey, but look, there's two alternatives this time of year. You can have hope or not. And I think one of the reasons the draft is so popular, it is the tool that sells hope to 32 fan bases. And the more passionate you are, the more glass half full you can be, you can make the argument for any team that this year is potentially the year, especially because teams get so much better from September to December. But the Bears have reason to be excited. Two top 10 picks, two pieces to the offense, first franchise quarterback maybe since Sid Luckman. So it's a time to feel good about the team. You know, only one team wins the Super Bowl. The other teams are allowed to feel good about things between now and the moment they hand out the hardware.
And a lot of those pre-draft reservations about Caleb Williams seem a little misplaced now, Mike. I wonder what you think about the impression he has made since being taken number one overall and being on stage with Roger Goodell.
Well, you know, I saw him before the draft. He had that pink phone. I tweeted, "Don't do it, Bears. Pink phone. Pink phone." And I was being sarcastic, and I feel bad for anybody who didn't realize I was being sarcastic when I did it on Thursday night. We loved Caleb Williams. We met with him at the scouting combine. When you deal with a lot of different people in this business, as we do, there are certain people who just stand out. There are certain people who just get it. We were talking earlier today, and this on the surface is going to seem like it has no connection whatsoever to this. We were talking about Tom Hanks. And I remember when Tom Hanks first showed up on the show Bosom Buddies in the late 70s. He jumped off the screen, and it was obvious this guy was going to be a superstar. And you can just feel it. You can sense it. And I feel that way about Caleb Williams. And Sims and I felt the same way about Rome Odunze. There's just that it factor. And yeah, he's only
buddies.
He's only got to play. but at the same time, there's just something that, you know, they get it. They understand it. They know what they're in for. They know what they need to do. They're going to get to work. They're going to bust their asses. They're going to commit to it. That's the one thing that you can't glean from any scouting reports, how committed the guys are going to be. And I think they're both going to be very committed.
Mike, is there a big trade happening with Pittsburgh? Didn't we get kind of a big trade alert and everybody was speculating it's a wide receiver?
Well, I think, what was it, Brian McFadden dropped that idea yesterday. Mm-hmm. Steelers are on the verge of adding a potent weapon on offense, and whether that's Tyler Boyd or OBJ via free agency or some sort of a trade. I feel like the window is closed in theory on a Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel trade. You know, the Steelers originally were interested in Ayuk back around the scouting combine. 49ers said we're not trading him. Then when it became obvious he was in play, it pivoted to Deebo Samuel for the Steelers, and the 49ers wanted too much. I just don't know at this point, unless the Steelers or any other team would have a tangible piece to offer the 49ers who can make a difference for them right now, why would you move these guys unless you think like Ayuk's not going to show up at all this year and you're going to have this big distraction, this big problem, because the time to act was last week when you get a pick that you can turn into a young player who comes in right now. You've got him under contract for multiple years. So I'd be surprised if it happens now because it should have happened last week.
Mike, what is Home Depot's policy on returns? Because Kirk Cousins would like to know if Arthur Blank could give him back.
Hey, I'd like to inject a little sodium pentothal into the veins of Kirk Cousins and ask him, would you have stayed in Minnesota if you had known the Falcons were going to take a quarterback with the 8th overall pick? Somebody pointed out to me, and I had forgotten this, because so much of what he said in his introductory press conference was just admitting candidly and foolishly how the Falcons had tampered with him 5 different ways, potentially. He said that when an organization has the owner, GM, coach, and quarterback on the same page, that's when you can win a Super Bowl. Well, he didn't even have the book. He didn't know what was going on until they were on the clock and they told him they're drafting a quarterback. I mean, he's going there to win and win quickly. So you take a top 10 draft pick, which could have been a key piece. They could have had Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle from Texas who went to Seattle at pick 16 and is just potential wreaking havoc and great defense to go along with your offense. But no, they draft a guy with the 8th overall pick who, if all things go as planned with Cousins, won't play at all while he's there. And they've introduced a dynamic that Cousins has never dealt with before. He's never had a guy looking over his shoulder. They never chanted, "We want Sean Mannion in Minnesota." He's just never had to deal with this. And they have introduced potential chaos into the organization, all under the guise of a succession plan. And there are some in the media who are trying to help him carry the water a little bit. It's baloney. It's stupid. It's stupid, stupid, stupid. And I mean, look, we all should have a strong case of buyer's remorse with $100 million guaranteed coming to us the next 3 years. But still, Cousins has to be thinking, what have I done here? And he has to be asking, can he really trust his new employer?
Mike, Kelce's in the news yesterday. Obviously, Travis gets a pay raise, not an extension, but the 2 years remaining on his contract make him the richest tight end in the league, and you hear that he's not falling off. And meanwhile, his brother apparently joining the set at ESPN.
Yeah, it's a good time to be anyone named Kelce, including Donna, who has made a little money the past couple of years as well. This deal with Kelce is interesting to me because on the surface, they ripped up the 2 years left on the deal and replaced it with a new one. Teams rarely will do that. The Rams did it with Aaron Donald, and now the Chiefs are doing it with Kelce. Well, the Rams did it with Aaron Donald under the express threat that he was going to retire. And I wonder, like, behind the scenes, you know, at some point when you consider he's dating Taylor Swift, he's executive producer of a couple of movies, he's going to host a game show on Amazon Prime, which isn't, I think, the ultimate trajectory he's looking for. I think he wants to be The Rock. And why wouldn't he want to be The Rock? Why wouldn't he want to be, making huge money to star in action films? But I think that this year he's in for football. But if his ship comes in and if it's a really big Jerry Jones sized yacht, he'll just say, see you later after 1 year. And the Chiefs, by having the money not fully guaranteed until the third day of the league year in 2025, that gives the Chiefs an out too if he dips. Because the signs are there of just a little slippage. If he really falls off the cliff this year, they can move on and save the $17.25 million. But he made it clear the way he explained it. He's looking forward to the next 2 years. I think it's 2 years at most for Kelce, and it might only be one.
Quickly, Mike, what's wrong with Boomer Esiason? Why did CBS get rid of him?
And?
Well,
Phil Sims, I understand. What's wrong with Boomer?
Chris is my guy, and I used to hate Phil because he tore the heart of the Vikings out back in 1986, fourth and long on a play that laid the foundation for the Super Bowl team and put the Vikings DOA that year. But I digress. It's a new president, one of these networks. It's time to make some big changes, and everybody's contract was up. I'm surprised James Brown and Bill Cowher are back. I thought they were just going to you know, hit the button and clear them all out and start over again. So I'm surprised it's going to be kind of a mix of old and new with Matt Ryan taking over this year for the spots. Maybe they'll hire somebody else, but for now it's Ryan in and two others out.
Does Ryan have a personality? I'm just trying to remember him saying anything memorable.
Well, I don't want to say something's going to get myself in trouble. It's already been a challenging week as it relates to me running my mouth. I like Matt Ryan. He's a really nice guy, but he's not exactly, he doesn't pop off the screen like Tom Hanks. Let's just say that.
That's great. Hey, Mike, thanks a ton. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.